Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you this morning. We're so glad that you're with us. This is Transfiguration Sunday, the last Sunday in this time season, because next Sunday begins the first Sunday in Lent. And we are all glad that you are here today. And we also want to welcome those that may be listening later on online. We want to welcome you to be a part of our worship service experience, and we hope that you're blessed by it all. And we know that God comes and meets us when we gather together as the community of faith. So as we begin our service this morning, I want to just encourage you to continue, as we have been talking about the Lord's Prayer, to not only just pray that here on Sunday with us, but also throughout the week. I think it makes a difference in our lives when we do that. And the question arises then, what does Jesus mean when he invites us to pray for God's name to be honored? And we'll look at that. So let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Well, let's join together this morning for our call to worship there in the bulletin. Our God is mighty and merciful, ruling with kindness.
We will praise God's holy name.
The Lord loves justice and peace for all.
We come into God's presence singing our songs of joyful praise.
For the Christ of glory shines in this place. Well, let's join together and do that as we sing that hymn there on hymn number 62. We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer, Creator. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing the first three verses there this morning.
We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer. Creator, in grateful devotion our tribute we bring. We lay it before you, we kneel and adore thee. We praise thy holy name, glad praises we sing. We worship thee, God of our Father. Bless thee through life, storms, and tempests, our God, as thou been. When perils o'ertake us, thou wilt not forsake us. And with thy help, O Lord, life's battles we win. With voices united, our praises we offer, and gladly our songs of true worship we raise. Thy strong arm will guide us, our God is before us. To thee, our great Redeemer, ever be praised.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. Radiant God, you shine with wonder and majesty in all you do. Your mercy reflects your compassion, care, and love. Transform us into your image as we seek to make our presence known throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to sing that chorus there. Jesus, we just wanted to thank you. Hymn number 86, or you can follow along On the PowerPoint, we're going to be doing verses 1, 2, and 4 this morning here, I believe it is.
Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Praise you for being so good. Savior, we just want to serve you. Savior, we just want to serve you. Savior, we just want to serve you. Serve you for being so good.
Oops, I guess I forgot to put in the extra one, didn't I? Well, let me go back here. I'm going to invite our kids to come forward if they would. Get this fixed here. This is it? Oh, here comes the other. You guys seem like you're way far away this morning. You're way back there. Okay, everybody tell me your name. Huh? Well, we'll start over here. We'll go this way. What's your name? Okay, Charlie. Bryn. Can you tell me your name? Mary. Yes, yes. Each of you has a name. And that name is special. And God has names in the Bible. God has... In fact, there's lots of names for God in the Bible. Sometimes we just say God, but there's lots of names. Let me tell you some of the names. God Almighty, El Shaddai, is how you would say that. There is Yahweh, I am that I am, the God that is all-powerful, all-wonderful, everything. But there's some other names that God has that are unique that tells us about what God does for us. Like Yahweh Yireh, the Lord who provides. Yahweh Rophe, the Lord who heals. Yahweh Sid Canoe. That's a funny name, isn't it? Can you say that name, Sid Canoe? It's T-S. It starts with a T-S. Sid Canoe. It means that God is just and faithful. And so we find, and there's a whole bunch more in there about the Most High God and the God that's there, the God who is our peace. All of these things that are there in Scripture. And so your name is special because it tells us about you. Okay? Each one of you are special. And each one of you are unique. And we know you by your name. So Bryn, when I think of Bryn, I think of her brown eyes. And so that's what I think of. So when we say God's names, the unique way that God is called, I think of what God does for us. God that loves us, God that heals us, God that protects us, God that watches over us. All these things that God does. And so today, as we are looking at, oh, well, I didn't have that there, that's right. Because I forgot to, doublet, about the Lord's Prayer, that we say, hallowed be thy name, or may your name be holy. We want God's name to go out there and into all the world, and that's what we're praying for. But we just don't say, God, we want you to be out there, but God, we want all of what you do for us. We want people to know that you're our healer, and that you love us, and that you care for us, and that you watch over us and guide us, and you're our peace, and all of those things. And that's true for us, that God is there for each one of us. So no matter what we're doing, remember, God is always there for us, whatever we face in life. Okay? All right. I think they're ready to go. They want to go downstairs. As we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share, and we're going to give you an opportunity to do that. And so someone this morning who would like to start? Okay. Wait a minute, say that last part again.
She had chicken pox. She was in the hospital because she had chicken pox, and because of her chemo, her immune system is low. And she's home, and I guess doing okay, but I just wanted to lift her up in prayer.
Yes, and I agree with that. We want to continue lifting her up, definitely. Someone else. Gosh.
Jesus already, so.
Well, we want to remember the Hickman family then, with the loss of that loved one there. Wow, can't imagine.
A friend of mine at work, Bruce Jones, just dealing with a myriad of issues, some post-traumatic stress issues, some health issues, just a lot of struggles.
Okay. Definitely want to keep Bruce in our prayers then this morning. Someone else? Yeah.
Becky, she goes to the doctor tomorrow, so praying for that. And then Carol Welker called me this morning. She goes, I believe, Monday for her eye. She had the eye surgery, so I want to lift her up.
Let me clarify something. So Cheryl, is she having eye surgery, or she already did?
Carol Welker.
Oh, sorry. Oh, gotcha. Yes. Okay. I was off in left field. I thought you said Cheryl, and I had no idea who you were talking about until you clarified and said Carol. Then I knew who you meant. Yeah, so we want to remember Carol in our prayers, and so we want to lift her up. Someone else. Yeah. Okay. Definitely want to lift up Trevor. We've been praying for him on and off for about a year or so now. And so we want to remember him this morning. Someone else? Yeah.
I've had a joy. I'd like to invite everybody after church downstairs to celebrate my birthday.
good, yeah.
I have three. On the 3rd is Mom's birthday, so we'll be happy to celebrate that. For the people at Collins or Goodrich Aerospace, for this lockout that's going on there, and for the world in Ukraine.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. We definitely need to continue praying for what's going on there in Ukraine and with Russia and everything. And and then Goodrich Aerospace, they were kind of sharing with me about that, with the lockout there and all that's going on and trying to negotiate with pay and all the other things. And so appreciate your prayers for that. Anybody else this morning? Yeah. Okay, we want to continue praying for Bonnie, as she's been on our monthly list there. We want to continue with her. Someone else? Yeah.
Dan Hudson, he's having a pretty tough time. He's in the hospital, and that's everything wrong, I guess.
Okay, so we want to remember Dan, right?
Dan.
Yeah,
Hudson.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I almost thought you said Pam until you said he, and then I thought, oh, it must have been Dan. I must have a hard time hearing this morning. So, and I thought, did I see another hand? Oh, a couple of them.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken need there. We know God knows what those are. Oh.
This should be unspoken. The way I'm playing today, I hope I get through the offertory. Okay, so.
Yeah, you know what? I've asked for prayers when I've been about ready to sing before, so.
Oh, okay.
She's got a pretty one that she's going to play for the offertory, so. And but no, I understand how you're feeling there. Go ahead.
Unspoken.
Well, we've got several then that we want to remember. Also, ask for your prayers for Jody's dad. As some of you know, he's been battling colon cancer. And the last time he had a scan, everything was kind of at a standstill. They were real pleased with that. He was trying to finish up one of his rounds of treatment, and then he got real weak, and that got delayed, and then it got delayed, and then they got COVID, and then that got delayed, and it had been 6 months since he had had a treatment. He went back in. They're wanting to start it again, treatment, but they did a PET scan first, and he's had the ones that were gone on his liver are all back again. And so what they're planning on doing, he almost didn't want to go through it anymore, but they're going to try a lighter version of chemo to put him on to just maintain, and we're hoping for a year with him. So appreciate your prayers for Bruce and for the family, and very much so. Anybody else then? Yeah. Yes.
And God has blessed me.
Yeah, yeah, and we're thankful. I remember that day. Yes, so we're thankful, yeah. Anybody else? All right, thank you for sharing those things. And lots of needs there to pray for, so if some of those names pop out to you, we just ask you to lift them up there in your seats quietly as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Just in all of you, your goodness, your wonder, your grace, we're thankful that you are the mighty God, that you are the one that heals us. You are the one who is there with us, the one who cares, the one that gives us peace. And Lord, we just are thankful and grateful, and we just take a moment to praise you and give you glory. We thank you that when life takes turns that we are not always able to see happening, that are going to come about, we're thankful that we can turn to you and that you hear us and that you care. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned this morning. Lord, we just ask for your touch there for Emma in the hospital, but now at home, we're thankful that she is recovering with, but Lord, she's facing a lot of weakness and everything because of those chemo treatments and her immunity system's down. We just ask for your healing touch there and grace. We think about Bruce that was mentioned with the very health issues and the PTSD. Lord, God, we just ask for your healing touch, your grace, your strength for him right now. We think of Becky, Lord, God asking for your healing touch, your healing grace. We pray that you'll give the doctors wisdom, that they'll be able to find out what's going on and the issues there. We lift up Bonnie, God, asking for your continued healing touch. We're just trusting you as she goes in for these appointments, God, that there'll be good things that come out of that as a result. Lord, we pray for Carol, asking your continued healing touch and strength for her as she's recovering from that eye surgery, Lord. We lift up Trevor to you, Lord, who's going to be starting these experimental treatments. And God, we just ask for your healing touch. We ask for the medicine to work in his case with these tumors that he's battling, God, and that you would make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, we lift up Bruce to you today, asking for your healing touch, your grace as he goes through this next week, starting on a new chemo regimen. God, we're asking for strength and faith there for his body as he goes through that. Lord, we lift up Bruce Springer, that's on our list, and Ellie today. God, we're just asking for Bruce for your healing touch as he is also going through chemo treatments, battling cancer. We thank you that Ellie is now out of the hospital and she is at Troy Rehab. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch and grace for her and strength as she learns to adjust to everything that has happened to her and recovery and rehab, God, and just be with her, we pray. Lord, we lift up what is going on in Ukraine. God, we just pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ right now. Many of them, I've been seeing things on the online where they're praying and singing and worshiping in the midst of the attacks that are taking place in their countryside and in their towns, God. Lord, we just pray for peace in these situations, Lord. We pray for Putin and his leadership there, Lord, that he will decide that enough is enough and that he'll stop and pull back. Lord, we just ask for grace and wisdom and guidance for all the countries and nations that are involved there in the negotiation process and that you would work in that situation. And Lord, we pray for that there'll be a resolution and coming to a compromise and they'll be able to work that all out with the Goodrich Aerospace lockout. Lord, that they can work that all out so that folks can get back to work and that you'll make a way, that you'll grant grace and justice and fairness and all of that that goes on. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we lift up the Hickman family with the loss of this loved one. God, we just ask for your comfort and your peace and your grace today for that situation. And Lord, we lift up Dan with his health issues, God, that you would work in that situation there. And also these unspoken requests that were mentioned. And we're thankful for that. And we ask your blessing upon Linda as she continues to play for us. And we're so thankful for what she does there. And Lord, thank you for this opportunity that we have to gather and to sing and pray and worship together as the community of faith, the family of God, as we continue to learn about the prayer that you taught us, Lord. And we're so grateful. So we ask your continued blessing upon the rest of our service and for our those all our young people down there that are going through the confirmation class, your blessing upon them. And for Becky, or for Kathy, as she leads, that you will continue to bless her. As we thank you for these things, as we ask them in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining with us in prayer. As I say almost every Sunday, I think it makes a world of a difference when we agree together in prayer for people. So, well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And once again, let me just thank you so much for your faithfulness and giving. It continues the work of the ministry of the church here and our outreach into the community and around the world. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. With these gifts, O God, we acclaim you as our Lord. May they be useful to you in bringing your kingdom into full flower through the ministries of your church. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And I want to thank Linda for playing that. Yes. I have not heard that song in quite a while. Our choir, when I was in as a teenager in church, used to sing that. We shall behold him. And so thank you. I appreciate that. Well, our scripture reading this morning, we're going to be looking at two passages today. Our Matthew passage again, there in chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. And then I'm going to add in a psalm. This is Psalm 86, and we're just going to be reading two verses there this morning, 9 and 10. So let's begin there with our Matthew passage. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then from Psalm 86, verses 9 and 10, all the nations that you made will come and bow down before you, Lord. They will glorify your name because you are awesome and a wonder worker. You are God, just you. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be pleasing in God's sight this morning, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. I've shared this one before, but I thought I would share it again. It's one of my favorites. A DEA officer stops at a ranch in Montana and talks with an old rancher. He tells the rancher, I need to inspect your ranch for illegally grown drugs. The old rancher says, okay, but do not go into the field over there, as he points to the location. The DEA officer immediately kind of took offense and said, Mister, I have the authority of the federal government with me. Reaching into his rear pants pocket, he removes and pulled out his badge, which he proudly displayed to the farmer. See this badge? This means that I can go wherever I want to go on any of your land. No questions asked or answers given. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand? The old rancher nods politely and apologizes and goes about his chores. A short time later, the old rancher hears loud screams and he sees the DEA officer running for his life as he's being chased behind closely by the rancher's prize bull. With every step, the bull is gaining ground on the officer, and it seems like he's likely to get horned before he reaches and gets over the fence. The officer is clearly terrified. The old rancher throws down his tools and runs to the fence and yells at the top of his lungs, "Your badge! Your badge! Show him your badge!" May your name be honored. Well, we come to the first request or petition in the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name, as we kind of all grown up learning it and we pray every Sunday. You know, hallowed is not a word that you often hear today. Occasionally, we might hear someone say, this is hallowed ground. And they mean something like, this place is holy, special, or unique. And that meaning is, I think, a part of what Jesus is saying, but there's more to it than that. So as we ask that question again, when Jesus invited his followers to pray, may your name be honored, what was he wanting us to understand? And I want us to look at it this way. Instead of so much what we should understand, is what was Jesus concerned about when he asked us to pray that way? And two things centered around God is what I think he was concerned with. So the first one's rather obvious, and that is God's name. God's name. Now, in Scripture, a name is connected with who a person really is, their character, their identity. And that's what we see Jesus conveying in this when he says, "May your name be honored." So let's say it this way. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're asking for a revelation of God's character in the world. We want God to reveal God's identity, God's character to people and nations and groups and all of this. And there, as I was sharing with the kids, there's many names for God in Scripture, each of them revealing an aspect of God's character and identity, like El Shaddai, God Almighty, or sometimes it's been translated as the Mountainous, God the Mountainous One. You know, or El Elyon, God Most High, or Yahweh, as I was sharing there. The old King James said Jehovah, but the more accurate understanding of the Hebrew is Yahweh. I am that I am, the self-sufficient one, the self-existent one, the one that is beyond time and space and everything. And that's the one that God revealed to Moses at the burning bush. And then Yahweh Yireh, the one who provides, or Yahweh Mitzgadu, the one who sets apart, or Yahweh Nisi, the one who watches over us or banners over us, kind of like a protection. Yahweh Rohi, the one who shepherds us, coming from the 23rd Psalm. And it's interesting, Jesus picks up on that in the New Testament there. Yahweh Shammah, the one who is with us or who is there for us in our time of need. And then as I was trying to get the kids, but nobody tried it there, Yahweh Tzidkenu, the one who is faithful and just, or some translations said, the Lord our righteousness. In all of these, God, every one of those names are for a purpose. They reveal something about God's character. And when we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," or "May your name be honored," God is wanting us to see, or Jesus is wanting us to see that and pray that there will be a revelation of who God truly is. And ultimately, Jesus reveals God to us. It's interesting, if you go through the Gospels, almost every one of these names for God that's found in the Old Testament, Jesus reveals that character about God. The one who provides, the one who protects, the one who guides, the one who heals, the one who brings peace, the one who brings presence, the one who is faithful and just. Jesus fulfills every one of those things by providing, feeding the 5,000, feeding the 4,000, protecting, talking about, "I am the good shepherd. I'm the one that protects. I'm the one that guides." Though Jesus went about healing people, and Jesus spoke peace to people, and Jesus' presence changed people's situations. And he was the faithful one and just one. That's what we're praying for, a revelation of God in Jesus Christ. Second thing that I think Jesus is concerned about is God's honor. God's honor. So we're saying in a couple ways here. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are asking for a revelation of God's glory in the world. We read that psalm from Psalm 86. "All the nations that you have made will come and bow down before you, Lord. They will glorify your name because you are awesome." I love this translation. This is the Common English Bible. I didn't look at the other translations, but I just happened to use this. But I love this part. "You are awesome. You're a wonder worker." And then it just says, "You are God." just you. You know, I have found in my years of ministry that when God is lifted up in a positive way, talking about God's character, the one that's there for us, the one that loves us, the one that heals us, the one that brings peace into our life, and Jesus also in that, that it touches people and draws them to God. And I am a little concerned about some of what I see happening, specifically in America right now, where we are trying to make, force, or even legislate God and God's ways in our country. And what is happening is it's not proving fruitful, it's doing the opposite. It's turning people off that have nothing to do with God anyways. And who do we want to draw? We don't want to make happy people that already follow the Lord. We want to draw people that do not know the Lord to the Lord. And I think it's so important, and I have found this to be true, that when we lift up the Lord and we praise Him and honor Him and pray for God's glory to be revealed to people in His goodness, in His kindness, in His wonder, in who He is, people are drawn. They're attracted. They want to know who this God is. Who is this God that touched Jason and made a difference in his life, and he's not the same way I knew him 10 years ago? That's what we're talking about. And I believe that when people catch a glimpse of God's glory, and so Jesus invites us to pray, may your name be honored. May people see it, Lord. May they see your glory. But then there's another aspect to that. And that is when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are asking for a revelation of God's goodness through us. And here's where the aspect that I was just touching on a moment ago becomes so important. I have found this to be so true. In fact, this is what draws people more than anything else, is when they meet somebody that has been touched by God and they see genuine love and care and compassion and all of these things. When they see people that love God with heart, mind, soul, strength, and they see a person that loves God or loves others, loves their neighbor as themselves, that's when people see and get a glimpse of God's goodness and love. And here's what I want to say about that. I think if you look through Scripture, especially the New Testament, I think that's the most natural way God works through us and expresses God's self through us. I've heard it. I've seen it. I've heard stories. I've met people that, I've talked to people that have talked to me about you. Yep, they have. And I love it when I hear about so-and-so from your church came over and helped me with this. Or so-and-so from your church was there when I lost my spouse. Or so-and-so from your church. I love to hear those stories. Because that is showing people a glimpse of God's glory and love. You know, one of my favorite places to vacation is anywhere there is a beach. And some of you feel the same way. I love seeing those little memes that pop up on Facebook where somebody says, and in the middle of a COVID, I saw quite a few of those. This is where I just want to be, and it's just a beach. You know, sitting along the beach, listening to the sound, you know, that's my favorite thing. I'll get a chair, get an umbrella. Yeah, I know. That's what I like to do. I sit in that chair. I'll put music in. Or I'll just take it out and I'll just listen to the sound of the waves coming in, hitting the shore. I can see it right now in my mind. And that sound is just soothing and it's peaceful. And it's relaxing. It relaxes me more than anything else. Here's something I want you to think about. Who would have thought the ocean, the sand, the waves, just doing what they are supposed to do, could bring such glory to God and be such a blessing to people? That's why people love to go there. And here's my point. I think we're just meant to be who we are, and that is to glorify God. And we do that by praying as Jesus taught and practicing our faith in love and grace and kindness to try to make people, make a difference in people's lives and get them to see a little bit of a glimpse of the God who has touched our lives. And I believe God is exalted and honored, and God's name is lifted up when we do that. Our Father in the heavens, may your name be honored. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments, and if you want to greet one another or say hi to a few people before we close out, you can do that this morning, and then we'll sing our chorus there as we close out. In my life, be glorified. Well, she had, looked like three crock pots.
Yeah.
So I thought it was when Jody texted me early this morning and said something first about it, I thought that's all right. That's all right. If you want to use your hymn book, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. In my life, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. Join together there for our benediction. May God's name be glorified through us. May the Spirit empower us in love and peace. Amen.